Ready.
Okay.
Hold on. RAM. Print call.
Okay. I think everything's running. So yeah, I think, yeah, I'm going to drop off and I won't be around anymore.
Okay. Thanks, Brad.
If you need anything, message my other Skype because I probably won't be around on this one.
All right.
And,
cool.
Yeah. Okay. Have a good show.
Yeah.
Woo. Oh, and also I'm going to play really loud, annoying music the whole time.
Thank you.
They won't be able to hear your calls over the music.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye. Jesus Christ.
So where did you tell?
Yeah, that was, try that again.
Yeah, you...
What a terrible phone line. Ring, ring. Okay, so of course, doing a horsey cat call.
Good afternoon, Kmart. This is Edgar. How may I help you?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, please.
Who? Hello, everybody.
Hello. Hello.
This is Kmart, right?
Yes, sir. This is Kmart.
Okay, cool. My name is Kyle. I was in there earlier with my sister, and she got this toy thing. And I need to return it because it's really inappropriate for her. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I can't believe you're selling this. Quite honestly, I'm just bewildered. And my mind is being blown by the fact that you would sell this inappropriate toy to children.
What toy?
My sister is 5 and you're selling her a horsey cat? What the hell is wrong with you? You're all terrible people. You understand? I need to talk to a manager about this because that's just a terrible thing to do. Do you know what a horsey cat is, sir? Do you know what you're selling to these children?
Okay, well, I apologize, sir.
Listen, goddammit. It's this stuffed animal, and it's anatomically correct, and it's got this gigantic horsey penis. Have you not seen the commercial for this thing yet? Horsey cat?
No, sir.
Cat smells like fishes. Horsey cat, it's so delicious. Horsey cat, it has a horse cock. That's the commercial. How the fuck can you sell this in your store? I need to speak to a manager immediately.
Hold on, please.
I refuse to hold. You can't put me on hold. Patch is here, guys.
See.
From the PLAs.
Hello, this is Lorraine. How can I help you?
Yeah, Lorraine. Did the other guy tell you about my problem, or did he just transfer me to you?
They just transferred me to you. What happened?
Okay, I'm really, really fucking angry right now. My sister and I went in and we bought her a stuffed animal, and I didn't look at it carefully. It turns out it has, like, anatomically correct features. This stuffed animal mm-hmm. has a large penile.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, why are you selling that to children?
That I don't understand. I don't even know which doll you're talking about
the
because we don't
cat?
Have...
It's the horsey...
Excuse me?
It is the horsey cat. It's a very popular children's toy. Yeah, it's half horse, half cat. It's basically like a kitten stuffed animal, but with a horse's penis.
That I have no idea. I never even seen them in our store.
It's this year's hot Black Friday item. How the hell do you not know what I'm talking about? Did you just
No, I don't know what you're talking about because I don't have kids that age that likes to play
these
with toys.
These were all over the shelves this morning. There were like these
inside Kmart?
Yeah.
I wasn't here this morning. I just barely got here.
Okay, well, these 2 6-year-olds were in there earlier, and this 1 6-year-old wanted the last horsey cat, so she kicked the other horsey cat owner in the face, this other 6-year-old girl, and took the horsey cat, and then started hitting her with the baseball bats. It's really not a good idea to have sporting goods and horsey cats in the same aisle. I mean, I'm just...
I don't think we have sporting goods in the same hour with the stuffed animals.
I've got my lawyer here. Patches is my lawyer, and he's gonna sue you, actually, for emotional...
Hi, ma'am. I'm Patches from Patches and Goldstein.
Uh-huh.
Yes, unfortunately, you do violate the obscenity code, 64301.
Okay, that you would have to take up with the corporate office, because...
No, ma'am, I'm taking it up with you.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not the store manager, okay?
Well, ma'am, I'm afraid you're going to have to talk to the store manager and have all those products removed from the shelves.
And what products are they?
The horsey cat.
Okay, I need to go downstairs and check because I've never seen those things and I've never heard of them.
Well, then maybe someone's putting them on your shelves. Either way, you need to remove them from your shelves.
Okay.
So I would suggest you send someone around to look at the shelves and try to remove them.
Children, things like this.
Alrighty, I will. I don't know what you're talking about because I just got here in the store, but I will find out what it is.
I'm talking about walls of anatomically correct horse cats.
Okay, well, let me go check myself because I have never seen them and I've never seen anything atomically like that in this store, but I will check for you.
Do you know what anatomically means?
Yes, it's not right for the kids. I understand.
That's close enough to the definition. Ma'am, you need to remove them immediately.
I will find out.
The shelves, or it will be the worst consequence you can possibly imagine.
Oh, that's fine. I will take care of it, but like I said, you would have to go through corporate because
I'm going to do it. You will remove the horse dicks from the wall.
Excuse me, don't talk to me like that.
Ma'am, what do you allow me to say? Would you want me to fly to you?
What do you want me to say?
I was gonna be awesome. What's up, everybody?
Yeah. So, you know, Patches, the lawyer, is here.
I haven't been on here for, like, ever.
Yeah.
Not since, like, the phone show ended.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, good to have you around. Also gonna have Mr. Trevor later, too. It's like, the PLA is gang on my show. So, yay. Here's another Kmart if you want to do something with it.
Okay.
Fairbank Kmart, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Richard. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Okay.
Hi, okay. You are aware, of course, it's Black Friday today, right?
I'm sorry?
Okay, ma'am, what's your name?
My name is Kelly.
Okay, Kelly, you're aware it's Black Friday, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, we decided up at the corporate office that we'd like to do a little bit of a promotional. We want to have a bike race, and the winner will receive a flat-screen television, an 18-inch one. So we're not busting the bank on this. But what I need you to do is I need you to get two bikes off the shelf and then go out to the parking lot and have as many customers as you want, and then have two of them race from one end of the parking lot to the other to win a flat-screen television.
I'm going to have to contact you with my manager for this.
Okay, transfer me to the manager.
Okay, please hold.
I hope you get them to start setting this shit up.
Yes.
That'd be amazing. The prize should be a horsey cat, though.
Why Kmart?
This is Sergio. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Richard. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Hi, Derek.
Hi, I'm doing pretty well. Did Kelly tell you what we were planning?
Excuse me?
Did Kelly tell you what we were planning up at the corporate office?
No. I wasn't aware of any corporate call.
Well, it was just, we basically drew this up in the back room about 10 minutes ago. We think it's a wonderful idea. As a promotional item, we're having several people. You're going to take two bikes and one into the parking lot, and then at the other end of the parking lot, you'll have a flat-screen television and obviously an attendant over there. And you'll have two people race to the end of the parking lot, and the first person to get to the end gets the television.
Oh, my God. Is this a joke?
No, it's completely serious.
Well, sorry, but it's raining, so we're not able to do that.
Well, even better. It's like it adds some extra power. They'll definitely want to be powerful and win.
Okay, well, we'll do it. Thank you.
Oh, you will. Oh, can you send me the video?
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Oh, yeah, do you have my email? Damn him.
What a dummy. So, Ram, you're here. Are you just not going to talk words?
No.
Bad, Ram. Bad. I need more sangria. Yay for alcohols. Nah. Okay. Next Kmart. We're going to harass the hell out of some Kmarts because I have like 12 tubes.
Why Kmart?
Because Kmart
sucks.
Because
why not Kmart? They've called everything else.
Tell them to turn on all the blue lights.
And Target. All right.
Service.
Hello. I need to speak to a manager, please.
Okay, let me transfer you to him.
Thank you. I'm going to see if they'll turn on all the blue lights in the store. Like, every single blue light. Hello?
That's a response.
Yeah, for sure. That's the point. Stupid Turbo. God.
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Yeah, hello. My name is Kyle Tomlinson Lexington III. I'm calling from corporate.
Okay.
We've actually had 4 customer complaints today calling into the corporate office that they were shopping there for Black Friday and there weren't enough blue lights going on.
We don't use blue lights.
No, yeah, that's the problem. We actually reinitiated that policy about 4.5 days ago in preparation for Black Friday.
Send us an email on that. We never heard about it.
We did send you an email. That's the problem here. Apparently, whoever's supposed to be reading the emails wasn't attentive.
What's the email address you used?
We used www.googlemail.corporateoffice4kmart.com.
Okay.
That's our email. You didn't receive an email from us?
Nope.
Okay. So, we're going to need you to go ahead and... I'm going to put my manager on the line, and he'll go ahead and tell you why you need to bring these out of storage and put them back up.
Okay, so do you have the lights in storage?
No, we don't.
Okay, then what I need you to do is I need you to go over and find some lights, maybe at a Lowe's or the lighting department, and then you need to take some saran wrap and take a blue Sharpie, and you need to make a blue Sharpie saran wrap cover and wrap it around a light, and then I need you to take someone and have them walk with a big extension cord with the blue light through the store.
Awesome.
Yes.
What are we going to advertise?
You're advertising everything, including your job.
Awesome. What else?
Yeah, basically that. Mostly your job.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. So just get the Sharpie. You need to take the Sharpie. Okay, sir. Are you getting the Sharpie?
Sir,
you need to, or you're fired.
Dude,
you know, put the previous girl on. Put a checker on. Put a checker on. That'll be fun.
Oh, he didn't like that. So,
aren't we so believable?
I'm not equipped to do these calls. Yeah, that sounds so legit. I have a pest control number that I have an idea for. So, ma'am, I'll kill you.
Send them to, like, some pizza place and tell them, or send them to, like, a Walmart or something and be like, we need you to get rid of all the shoppers.
Alright. I don't have any numbers like that, though. I've got this, pest control idea, though, that I want to try.
Whee!
Oh, penis. Next!
No.
Yeah, that worked out swell. So it's great. Perfect! Yay!
What's this one?
Another pest control number. I have 3 of them. I'm hoping. Yeah. Hell yeah, nigga. I'll put another one in the chat.
No.
Hello.
Thank you for calling Tamarack Pest Control. We will be closed for the Thanksgiving holiday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That's gay. See, my idea is that, you know, like, I don't know, a caribou attacked my Thanksgiving dinner and it won't leave my house or something.
Glorious. There's like a raccoon burrowed inside the turkey. A raccoon burrowed inside your turkey.
Yes. You're a good boy, Ram.
Good afternoon, Superior Pest Control. This is Clark speaking.
Hello. My name is Kyle. I'm having a problem, actually, and you're the only pest control in the area I've been able to get in contact with. Apparently, a lot of them are closed for the holiday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What's going on here is that, yesterday at Thanksgiving, we had a pest, like, come in and start, you know, like, attacking the food, basically. We managed to get it outside, but we can't get it to leave the yard. So, I don't know. I figured we'd call you.
What kind of problem are you having, Kyle?
What?
What kind of problem are you having?
It's a pest problem. It's more of an exotic pest. It's like a baby one, though, so.
Baby what, possum?
No, actually, I think it's a, it could either be a capybara or a raccoon, I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, deal with those type of animals. We don't deal with those kind of animals.
You can't help me with a raccoon? Isn't that
We can't kill raccoons.
No, don't kill it. No, dear God, don't kill it. Hold on, wait.
Yeah, we don't deal with raccoons or possums
It looks like half raccoon, half, like, cat, though. That's why it doesn't look like a raccoon. Like, it has a
raccoon face. We don't deal with those kind of animals, Kyle.
Call called everybody. I don't know if you could give me another number that might work. Holy shit.
Yeah, no one's going to be open today, though.
It's coming up to the window, though.
Okay.
You have
a shotgun?
Can you walk me through it, then? Can you just...
Do you have a shotgun?
What?
Do you have a shotgun?
No, I don't, actually. I'm not guns.
Do you have a BB gun?
You know what?
Power
I'm
gun?
Looking at it. No, I don't. Oh, God. I need to get guns.
Okay. Yeah, go get a gun and shoot it.
I don't have any guns, though. Is there another way I can get rid of it?
Yeah, do you have a Halloween costume? Yeah,
it appears to be a
cat. Put a Halloween costume on and it'll scare the... And then sneak up to it and it'll scare the crap out of it.
See, I don't think you're being serious with me. This is a big problem, okay? My family left. They all went back to Michigan because of this happening yesterday. They all left.
Yeah, I understand that.
I'm taking this seriously. I need help with this, and you're just being joking with me.
No, it'll work every time. I'm dead serious. I'm not joking.
What kind of Halloween costume? Because I know I have a cat, and cats aren't afraid of my Halloween costumes that I've had in the past. Okay. And this looks like it could be a cat. Wait.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking closer, and it's like a cat, but it's got like horse feet.
Please?
If you know what
okay.
I mean, like, it's got like a horse penis.
Yes.
Thing.
Yes.
I'm thinking it's like a horsey cat. Have you heard of those? I think.
Yes, I have. It's a horse cat. Exactly.
No, it's a horsey cat.
Yes.
Yes. How do I get rid of a horsey cat?
I think you either shoot it or scare it. Like I said, put a mask on or something. It'll scare the crap out of it.
Okay, what kind of mask? Like a
any mask you can find in the house. And if you don't have a mask, put some paint on your face.
Do you know if horsey cats are racist? I don't want to put on like a black eye mask and be like beaten.
Try that or put some any type of makeup on. We'll scare the crap out of them. That'll work out really well.
Okay. Do they have any food allergies or something? Like maybe I could. I don't know.
Yeah, they can't stand peanut butter because it sticks to their mouth. So give them some peanut butter and some crackers.
Okay.
Be careful though. Don't let it bite you. Just stick your hand out way out like that with some peanut butter and crackers on.
What if it bites me?
It'll probably kiss you. They're very friendly.
If it's friendly, why do I want to scare it away? If it's friendly, why can't I just keep
the cat? Kyle, you're the one that's telling me you want to get rid of it. I think you got to keep it as a pet.
Hold on. I have a whip in my bedroom that I use with my
dog. That'll be perfect.
Okay. Yes.
Have a great day, Kyle.
Okay, you too.
Stupid asshole.
Do you think he caught on?
Maybe.
Oh, that failed.
I'm going to go around on Craigslist and see what I can find.
All right. I've got babysitter numbers because, you know, I sound like a child. It's an angle I can play.
I don't think so.
Shut up, Ram. No one asked
you. Call a babysitter number.
All right. You want to be my dad?
Okay.
It's fun to think up insane scenarios. What kind of terrible child I am.
I'm going to say that you stabbed the last one in, like, the thigh with a small pencil.
Hello?
Hi, are you the babysitter?
Yes.
Okay. I was just calling. I'm going out of town for a little bit next weekend, and I needed someone to babysit my child for about 3-4 hours.
How old is your child?
12.
12?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and where are you located?
Oh, I'm by the park. But I'm by the park. But the point of the matter is, before I ask you about babysitting my child, I do have to tell you what happened last time I got a babysitter.
Okay,
last time I got a babysitter, there was a bit of an incident. But she's fine now. She has, like, full mobility of her legs. She's fine. But you do have to watch him, because he does like to try to use the car. Thinks he's a race car driver. But just keep the keys away from him.
Oh, she likes to, but she's 12, right?
Yes, he's 12. But she likes to try to use the car.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta keep her away, because he kind of he didn't hit the last babysitter, but he glanced the last one.
Oh.
Yeah, but she's fine now. She can use both her legs now. She's fine.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Also, there is Samantha. Samantha might be over. She's my half daughter. But she might be over. She probably will. Let me look at my calendar. Oh, you'll have Samantha. She's 7. She's really nice, except for, you know how, if you've watched the History Channel, how they have all those documentaries on Vietnam. Well, Samantha loves to build tunnels. And so you gotta keep her out of the backyard unless you're out there with her.
Dad.
Quiet. But hey, yeah, so how much does
Sam,
it cost?
Hello,
no,
Dad.
Off the phone. Off the phone.
Oh, Dad, I have to tell you what Sam just did.
What did your sister do?
She just dug up my room again, and she keeps talking nonsense about creepers and Endermen.
We'll just throw something down there at her. She'll be fine. Yeah, so how much does it cost for an hour?
I'm sorry?
How much does it cost for an hour?
I'm charging $15.
$15, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's cheaper than the prostitute I hired to wash my kids. Yeah, but no, I'm kidding. She was just a dancer. But no, you do have to watch her, though, because be careful. Well, keep the keys away. Keep her on the backyard. What?
Shut up, stupid man on phone.
You need me to,
Dad, I have flint and stone. I have flint and stone. So where do you keep the TNT? I'll put that down with her. I'll show that bitch to dig in my place.
We don't have TNT anymore.
Why not?
Because of what happened. So
with the last babysitter?
No, with your mother.
Yeah, mommy.
So $15 an hour.
Served it.
Yeah, don't use that kind of language. I'm sorry, what?
3 hours, right?
3 hours. Yes.
Okay.
Also, you have to be careful. Don't let anyone in the house. It's basically easy. Mm-hmm. Don't let anyone in the house, especially my ex-wife. She's crazy. She did try to take both the children with her to Puerto Rico. Very nasty incident. Okay. I can tell you, the TSA does not like to chase down planes. Anyway, point of the matter is, so it's $15 an hour. Keep her away from the car. So no questions, any questions, comments, concerns?
I'm going to need to see a child before I make my decision.
You're going to need to see them?
I can't just make decision over the phone because you don't know me, I don't know you. We need to know each other first, don't you think?
Well, what I was thinking is that I go by your house, give you the keys, you go over to my house, and then I come back after 3 hours.
Okay, when you need me to today?
In next week. It's gonna be really easy. I'll give you the keys.
Dad.
You go over to the house, let yourself in. There shouldn't be any problem anymore.
Daddy?
What?
Sam won't stop poking my pet cat. The horsey cat you got me? She
it's
won't
just
stop
a cat.
Poking
It'll
it.
Be fine.
No, it's not just a cat. It's a horsey cat, goddamn you.
It's fine. Like I said, I'll give you the keys. You go over. You shouldn't need anything, although I don't think you need knee pads anymore. We trained him not to hit. I'll hide the baseball bat so they won't get you with that. He likes to hit the guests with baseball bats. You should have seen the last Thanksgiving. Oh my God, that was terrible. This year though, I got smart. I hit it and I also locked the knife drawer.
Okay.
So admittedly, they never cut anything. They just kind of slashed was more of the adjective, the adverb. I would like to know about your qualifications. Are you CPR certified?
No, I'm not.
You're not? What about, do you know any first aid, stab wounds, knife wounds, bludgeoning?
I've done it to myself.
What's up?
You bludgeon yourself too? Cool, we have that in common.
Get off the phone, damn it. Off the phone or you go back in the forever closet.
She's 12?
Yes.
I'll shoot you again, Dad. Don't make me do it like last week. Bet your toast
will swear to God, you will go in the forever closet.
Not the forever closet. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to my room now.
Yes, stay in the room. Okay, so you're not CPR certified. You know a bit of first aid. So let's say I like to give you a hypothetical scenario, and you tell me what happens. Okay, let's say you arrive at my house, and Samantha has dug a tunnel under the fence into the neighbor's yard and is trying to drag the neighbor's dog through it. What would you do?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again, please?
Okay, if you come home and my daughter has dug a hole through the in the backyard in the short time that I've been there and is pulling the neighbor's dog through, what would you do?
How big is the dog?
It's a chihuahua.
Oh.
If you beat her, can I help?
No, you don't.
Her.
No, you don't hit your sister.
My sister's a slut.
No, she's not a slut. She's 7.
Yeah. Her and Tommy kissed on the playground.
Yeah, sure they did. Anyway.
It's a neighbor. It's a neighbor's dog, right?
Yeah, the neighbor's dog.
Don't you have like a fence?
We do have a fence. She digs under the fence.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how did the dog get into your house? It's a fence.
She dug under the fence and she's pulling it through. Normally what I do is I just take the dog and hurl it over the side. That usually works. Mm-hmm. But the neighbors don't like it when the dog hits the window. So.
Oh.
Mm. But anyway. Oh, also, no boys in the house, of course, when my daughter and son are there. No other children. They have a tendency to lock them in their forever closet. Oh, the forever closet. That reminds me. If they're bad, feel free to lock them in the forever closet. It's the one with the it has like the reddish stain kind of on the side. It's filled with mirrors, so they have to look at themselves. You just lock them in there.
Okay.
They'll be fine. You don't have to use the cuffs because it's really hard to get them into them. But yeah, besides that, it should be fine.
No, don't put me in the forever closet.
You won't be in there.
Wardrobe. No.
Okay, why don't we make an appointment?
Sir.
See each other in
person. Only Sammy goes in the forever closet. I go in the wardrobe.
Leave them out.
Wardrobe.
I'm sorry, what's your name again? I didn't quite catch your name.
Richard.
But why don't we, why don't I show up in person and then you know, we could see each other.
Okay. Do you know where the Northeast Industrial... do you know where the Northeast Industrial Plant is?
Well, you know, you can text me. You can text me your address. So, you know, I have Wi-Fi.
Okay. I'll text you. I'll text you my address. Okay.
Okay. All right, Richard.
Okay. Just meet me at the industrial park. Okay. Bye.
Okay. Thanks.
Oh.
A severe lack of English makes that hysterical.
Oh my god.
You sounded like a bunch.
It was a little scary.
Wow. Jesus Christ. All right, this is a loving babysitter in Long Beach, Cali.
Oh, Long Beach. This will be perfect.
Yes. Oh, God. I think that was one of my favorite calls ever. I'm going to be honest.
I've been wanting to use the Forever Closet for a while now.
Minecraft references, forever closets, you know, violent children, that had it all. Jesus Christ. I just throw the dog back, but they don't like it hitting the window. Oh my god. Oh, Jesus
Christ. I have a great one for this. I have a great one.
Alright. I'll follow your lead, I guess.
Hello?
Hi, this is Patty. I'm sorry I missed your call. If you need to reach me immediately.
It took like 30 seconds for her fucking voicemail to start.
Yeah, it's like, damn, bitch.
Alright, down my list, here's a cheap Xbox 360 games in Honolulu. Yeah, I don't know. Northridge Cali Babysitter.
Give me babysitters. I'm going to call as a child and say that my parents are passed out drunk and I need someone to make sure they don't throw up and die.
Alright. Cool. And, it's almost 5 o'clock, so... Yay. Hashtag HorseyCat 2013.
Hi, I can't get to the phone right now. Just leave your name and number after the sound of the beep and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Okay. Let's see. This isn't, working out super great. Next number is, hey, you should, read this, Craigslist ad that I had posted, and I have numbers for it. You can see if there's any premises you can work around that. Cause I got a lot of crazy replies from people. I'll call this Xbox one. And I will, get Horsey Cat the video game. Yeah, just came out.
Tell them how you just need an Xbox to watch porn.
I need to watch Horsey Cat animated television series. Alright.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 80.
Or not. Okay, I'm
Horsey Cat does Dallas.
Jesus Christ. Alright. Hold on. Alright, I'm gonna call, this guy that responded to, yeah, that ad. Turbo, you should go ahead and, put that Craigslist ad in the IRC if you're listening. So that other people can see who, what kind of people these are that we're calling. So yeah, okay. Calling one of those numbers though. And I'm gonna talk to them about the ghost of Horsey Cat that is haunting me.
Fuck. It's black.
John,
hello.
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 Hi. 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 You responded to my dad's ad about the haunted stuff going on.
About the who?
About the paranormal stuff going on. I'm talking to John. I need to talk to John.
Hold on one second.
Hurry up.
Hello?
Hello?
Who are you looking for?
I'm looking for John in Houston.
Okay, can you hold on one second?
Hurry up.
Hello?
Hello? Hurry up. I need to talk to John.
Trash. Come out to the phone. You call somebody about some paranormal stuff? Who is this?
Hello? Hey, is this John?
Yes.
Hey, my name is Kyle. My dad posted an ad that you responded to.
Yeah.
We're having some crazy shit going on at our house and stuff.
Okay, yeah, I saw that on your post. How many people live in the house?
Four currently. Me, my brother Patch, my sister Sammy, and my father. But right now, Sammy is at my mom's house, and my dad's over there fighting with them. So that's why he wanted me to call.
Okay, I got you. Well, I tell you what area of town do you guys live in?
I don't know. I don't really live here that often. I'm 18, so like I have my own home, and we just moved here like 4 months ago, so I don't actually live here.
Okay, so are you guys from Houston?
No. We're from California, actually.
So. Okay, so where, let's see here. Okay, so how long have you guys been in Houston?
My father's lived in this house for like 4 months with my brother and sister.
Okay.
I guess he said that you knew kind of, you had experience, and I should tell you what's going on, though.
Yeah, I mean, I've been called in on somewhat of a exorcism type situation, and then I've dealt with a paranormal situation as far as a film project that some people here in Houston that I know were prepping for, and that was going to be taking place over in India. So I do have a little bit of knowledge and some experience with it, but I would need to get a little background on what all is going on.
Well, has been going on also. Yeah. Okay,
what time would your dad be back around?
I'm not sure. Like, right now, he's over at my mother's arguing with her. Something about, like, how he blames her that Horsey Cat has taken over. That's what he's calling this ghost thing that he thinks it is, because he said
he's calling it what?
Horsey Cat. He said he saw it, and it looked like it was, like, a horse half-cat type deal.
So he's blaming your mom.
He's saying that she cheated on him, like, with a black guy. Before I was born.
Okay.
And that it's kind of that symbolicism that, like, you know, she's the cat and he's the black guy. So together,
they
were a horsey cat, a cat with a black dick, basically, like a horse.
There you go. Okay. Yeah.
That's why he's seeing this thing. So he's over there yelling at her, and I mean, they've been fighting lately. He, like, punched
her. He's only been there in that house 4 months that he's been seeing this?
Yes.
Huh. Okay, yeah, I can, I mean, I definitely could help out with it. What I would probably want to know is,
Well, I mean, I don't know how to get rid of horsey cats, though. Like, I don't even know what the hell a horsey cat is. I mean, that's kind of
right.
What we're having here. We have to get rid of a ghost horsey cat.
Yeah. It has to be, you know, that way. What I would need to do is find out what area of town you guys live in, speak with your dad, and I guess see what his particular budget is, so we can negotiate my particular fees and go from there.
Bel Air, yo.
Huh?
Bel Air.
Okay, you're in Bel Air.
Yes.
Okay, good deal. You're in Bel Air. Okay. So you're in Bel Air. The only other thing, like I said, I would have to do is just get a little bit more in depth on the background. You know, either from you finding out or from your dad. And I would probably have to set up a time to meet you guys. Down payment. Hello?
Hi, I'm on the other line. I'm his brother, Patch.
Yeah.
Hey, Patch, how you doing?
Oh, hi. I'm kind of into the paranormal thing. I'm kind of the one who convinced my dad to put this up online. I can kind of tell you, like, when this all kind of started.
Okay.
Well, I was at this store. I was on eBay, and I bought a pen that was supposed to belong to Elizabeth Short, and I brought that, and once it arrived here, all this weird stuff started to happen. It was all kind of crazy. But, because I collect all kinds of weird stuff with all kinds of psychic energies, and I think that I've just got too much psychic energy in one place, and that I've, like, opened up a portal to another dimension, maybe, and, like, ghosts are coming through.
Right.
Yeah, I think that might be it. But what I was wondering is I've tried to get them out with a bunch of different things. Like, I tried doing the old lobster thing. I tried bleach. Nothing's getting these ghosts out.
Okay, yeah, that's where I come in a little bit of a different sense and a different nature opposed to your typical remedies, if you will.
Yeah, I've even tried using nether bricks. And those haven't worked. I've even tried using nether bricks, and those haven't worked.
Okay, yeah. That's going to have to go a little bit deeper, like I say, which is a little deeper into a totally different spiritual realm.
Do you think if I use some redstone, it might work?
Some redstone?
Yeah, do you think if I use some redstone, that maybe if I built like some kind of capacitor redstone thing, that it would work?
It's a possibility, but like I say, the majority of from my ground, I go in from a little deeper realm as far as having a totally different spiritual nature opposed to attempting the remedies, because you have to have a totally different, base, if you will, when you're attempting to attack and remove certain things.
Okay, are you going to use like some Endermen, maybe bring in some Endermen? Also, I want to know, do you use voodoo magic or do you use like the good Christian kind?
Really neither of those. It's like I say, it's a totally different spiritual realm that I have. And it comes from knowledge of what needs to go, what has been going on, which your brother told me about about what your dad was looking at.
Yeah, horsey cat thing.
And
like,
so forth, you know.
It's like my dad even wrote a song about it yesterday, and I mean, he's been like obsessively ranting it under his breath for the last day.
Uh-huh.
Horsey cat, you're delicious. You smell like fishes, and you have a big cock. He's been saying that for like six hours. I'm beginning to think he
might be possessed.
Starting to think so too. Is it possible that the horsey cat like took over his body?
His very being and forced out his soul.
Okay, and this has been going on, you said, for the complete 4 months or so?
Yeah, about that.
Okay, now what is the mom's take in all of this? What is her stance? Are your parents are they still married, or divorced, or separated, or what?
Well, my mom thinks that it's because of some Indian bones she has, but I think that's kind of crazy. I mean, what can Indian bones do? Yeah, she also thinks it might have something to do. She's gypsy, so she's like, no, it can't be that. Very.
Okay, your mother's gypsy.
Yeah.
Okay, and then that's why I say, are they still married or separated or divorced?
They're kind of in between.
Yeah. See, my mom's just a huge whore, so it's kind of like a polyamorous relationship. But my dad doesn't
Okay, but they don't live together.
No, they don't.
Okay. Let's see.
Now, since the whole white power incident.
Okay, and you guys have been in Houston for how long?
Like I said, a couple months.
Couple months. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna have to.
Hey, would you like to talk to one of my parents? Actually.
Huh?
Would you like to talk to one of my parents?
Yeah, I would love to speak with one of them.
See, I heard the family's Ford Ranger pull up, so I think someone's here.
Okay.
Yeah, it would appear.
Yeah, I would really love to talk with your dad. In that sense of getting started with anything.
Yeah, no, the Ranger just pulled up, so, you know.
Okay, yeah, so, I mean, if I could talk to your dad, that would be fantastic in that sense.
One of my parents is here, though, so okay. I'll go ahead and take the phone outside.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, do you want to talk to this guy? Here. Hold on, phone problems. Let me see this. This is being weird on me. It's like my phone might be possessed by this horsey cat thing.
No. Oh, boy.
Okay, I can't, let's see, I don't think it's picking up.
Okay.
My parents just arrived, though, my mom and my dad, and you can't hear them in the background, can you? They're arguing.
No.
It's weird. I don't know. It's like maybe it's possessed by a horsey cat. Wait, what if they're not actually there and I'm just hallucinating, like, because of the horsey cat? What if I'm thinking?
That's ridiculous.
I don't know. I'm confused. Patch, help me, friend.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm gonna have to talk to one of the parents, probably your dad, since he's been seeing it more. Also, to get a little better background or feeling of what is at hand here.
I'm gonna go ahead and I think you'll be able to hear my dad in a second.
Okay.
I think he's a little drunk, you know, like a PhD. He's really good at drinking, so we call him Drunk PhD. But yeah,
who is that? Oh, your dad?
Yeah, my dad. I'm gonna go ahead and give the phone to him. Dad, here's the phone. Are you okay? Dad. Oh my God. Sir?
Yeah.
Sir. My dad's eyes are all glazed over and he keeps mumbling to himself that song. Horsey cat, horsey cat. Holy crap, what's going on? He's taking his hands and he's signing things, and I don't speak sign language, but he's like flailing his arms about.
Oh, your dad?
Yeah. How do I help him? Does he have a seizure? What's going on?
He's probably taking in too much of he's probably taking the thought process in on too much.
Okay, let's see.
Is he out in the front of the house right now?
No, he's in the house, but he's not saying anything. He's being all quiet and he's like moving his lips.
Oh, sorry. Hello.
Shit.
Hello. Is this the paranormal expert?
Hi, yeah.
Hello.
It's my dad. He needs help.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can you help me with this paranormal thing? My son's told me I needed to take care of this horsey cat thing. I don't believe in it. I'm an atheist. I don't believe in any of this paranormal shit. But I mean, if I can get this weird thing out of here. I don't know, man. I don't know. Is there anything?
Okay. What is that voice? Is that what you're hearing, or is that you?
Horsey cat, horsey
it's
just, cat.
It's I don't know. It,
delicious.
I hear it. I hear it. I don't know if I'm saying it anymore. I've had a fever for like 103 for the past 2 days, and the horsey cat is
delicious.
I'm just delirious.
Like fishes.
Yeah.
You have
horsey cat,
you're
and smell like fishes,
smell like fishes,
and your cock is huge.
Horsey cat,
sir, do you know how to get rid of this horsey like cat? My gypsy wife pressed my face and was like,
horsey cat,
and I don't know, things have been weird ever since.
Like
I knew I should have never married that gypsy.
Horsey cat! I am the spirit of horsey cat.
Sir.
I am possessing this child.
Sir, are you able to come to our Bel Air address?
Bidding.
I'm sorry?
Are you able to come to our Bel Air address, sir?
It's really yeah, cool. What's the phone number where I can get where I can call you and get your address?
I don't know. I've had a fever for the past 3 days. I don't even really remember my name very much.
I am a horsey cat, and I shall take over the cat.
I've been drunk for the past, like, 3 days on NyQuil and liquor.
Delicious.
And Everclear and grain alcohol. I've just been drinking health and all to make this horsey cat go away. I think I might be losing my sight. I think my son might have put isopropyl alcohol in there. Not really sure, though.
Okay.
It might have been the horsey cat, though. I don't know. I don't know what to believe in anymore.
So what's the phone number where I can contact you guys?
The number, I guess, 713-319-6324.
Sir, why are you trying to get rid of me? Don't these people love me? Because I am the spirit of the horsey cat. I've taken over this young boy.
Okay, what was the phone number again?
Horsey cat.
6384.
6384. Cat, number one, toy in stock. That is.
Okay, whoever that is singing, I need them to be quiet. I cannot hear.
Yeah,
son, I am the spirit of the horsey cat. I have possessed this young child.
Son, shut the
fuck up. I am the horsey cat.
I'm sick of your shit, son.
I am the horsey cat. I am not your son.
You're going in the forever closet.
Yeah, we're going to put that boy in the forever closet with the mirrors and the pentagrams. It's the only way to keep him trapped. In the blood sacrifice. Well, I mean, I killed.
Okay, 713-319-63.
I taste like fishes, and I have a big horse genitalia.
Yeah.
For I am the spirit of the horsey cat.
I'm going to draw the pentagram on the wall and seal you in with the salt.
Horsey cat, I'm delicious. I smell like fishes, and I have a huge. Why do you say
I like how only towards the end did it become unbelievable.
Yeah, only at that point. Sorry, I was mic'd for like the first like couple minutes there. I had no idea that I was sitting through.
Right. I like how it's like possession of everything else works except for telephones.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, no, it's not the phone. The phone couldn't possibly be possessed because I'm a possession expert.
Your father, however... Definitely possessed.
Your father, however, is totally possessed.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, so I'm going to try again to get xbonkers/Aaron/Trevor onto the shows. But I have to hang up on you people.
Yeah, you can drop me. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, peace.
Thanks, luck. Bye.
No problem.
Bye.
All right, yay. But yeah, I don't know. I can only have like 4 people, 5 tops on at a time, or my Skype gets all niggardly. I believe that's the proper term, niggardly.
Seems legit.
Yes. All right. Calling back. Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome. Yeah, the ambient noise isn't too bad. I can deal. If you want.
Yeah. Goddamn cats.
Yeah. Those damn horsey cats. Menaces, I tell you. J. Jonah Jameson should be writing about them instead of Spider-Man, if you know. Yeah. Alright, wanna call another possessed, like another house possession people? Let's do that.
So I'm gonna steal the plot from some shitty movie.
Alright. Sweet.
So just that any movie.
I'm gonna find the plot for the others, and then we can just read off the Wikipedia page.
Just started off.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 50.
Damn it. Bad people are answering the damn phone. We have a serious problem here. Jesus.
Our possessions.
Yeah, seriously. All right, we're calling Mark in Las Vegas now. Mark is in Vegas. Probably getting crazy and shit. Oh yeah, that's my horsey cat picture. That's what a horsey cat looks like.
Seems legit.
They're all out shopping. That's the problem. They're hitting the black. They're hitting the Black Friday specials at the Voodoo store.
Yeah, seriously.
They're exorcisms.
Ram, are you gonna actually do a call? Like, why are you in here?
I'm recording.
Please leave your message for...
Yeah, so is Mixler. Ma'am?
This is high quality than Mixler.
But you don't know how to record things. I know this from past attempts. Mixler
past
does.
I perfected it, you asshole.
How did you perfect it? You show up at like one show a year. When did you train your recording abilities?
When I shoved it up your ass.
Okay, this is a number that I'm going to have a lot of fun with. This is Dory. She claims to be a spiritual warrior. And I want to get the email for that in here. Turbo.
Somebody put the stream on in the background.
Huh? Okay, Turbo. Bad Turbo.
Naughty.
Okay. But yeah, this lady. I'm gonna have Turbo get the email for you guys to read.
Sorry, I just wanted to make a brief appearance. Say hello, everyone. I gotta leave now, though. Bye.
Usually. Okay, bye. Okay, so I'm gonna call that one after the email is gotten. Here's Brandy. She's not important. But the email for Brandy, Dory, is amazing, though, so I want that read.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hello? You responded to my brother's ad about the house situation in Houston?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, I need to... This is important, okay? I need to talk to Brandy.
Okay.
Are you Brandy?
Yes, I am. Now, what's going on?
You responded to the ad.
What ad is it?
That my brother placed looking for someone experienced with paranormal stuff.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, my brother placed that. My brother's actually on the line. He can tell you what's been going on.
I would love to hear about this. What's going on?
So, Patch,
uh-huh.
You there, bro?
Yeah, I'm on the other line.
Okay, cool. What's going on?
Well, it's the most bizarre thing. We've had all, like, these voices that seem to be coming from nowhere. Like, you'll walk out of the room and you'll hear something like the TV turn on. Go back in and it'll be off. Yeah, or the car will start randomly. That's really weird. And my records, I have a record collection, and you randomly play. Like, the whole thing will randomly play, and I'm not sure why.
The whole record collection?
The whole record collection.
Wow.
And the weird thing, too, the microwave. Yes. The microwave will randomly add minutes. Not sure why at all. Just randomly will go up. Like, I'll put it on popcorn for 2 minutes, next thing I know it's set for 85.
And see, we can't like just completely leave the house because I have a rare skin condition.
Right.
And
yeah.
When I'm touched by direct sunlight, it hurts me.
Oh my God! So you're stuck in this home.
Yeah. And we can't really.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And
our dad was like,
"That's some bizarre stuff." I've got a friend, and they, like I said on my ad, or when I responded to y'all, I have a friend, and they were like on ghost hunters and stuff like that, which I don't know if that means anything to you, but that's what they do. They do stuff, they try and figure it out here in Texas and in the Houston area.
Well, our dad used to be a ghost hunter too, but he's off to war. He's off in Afghanistan somewhere. So we
That's
had,
true,
of course, our mother.
Is.
Our mother has a bit of a drinking problem.
Right.
So it's very bizarre.
That's so bizarre.
Our mom Grace just pretty much thinks our dad's dead already.
Wow.
So she doesn't even care about him anymore.
Right. And your dad used to do this, right? He used to. And what got him into it was he did something happen to him or?
Well, when he was a kid, he had a nanny who died, and then he claims that she still visits him.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
It's really weird. And like,
does she visit like in dreams or like in spirits?
No, straight up in spirit form. Like you'll be he'll be in the house and he'll be like, oh, she was here.
She was here just, and he sees her just plain as day. And so that's what that this is really bizarre. I have never heard of a minute added. I've never even seen that. And I've heard of a lot of crazy stuff.
Well, see, it's like my sister still sees this boy, too. My sister Anne, she says that there's this boy named Victor that comes and visits her, and I've never seen him, but she was talking to him in front of me, and it was scary. And she said it was Victor. It was Victor.
How old is she?
Well, see, she's 9, but the problem I have with that is
I was asking because that's actually better when children...
Victor's dead, though. He died 3 weeks ago, and he's been visiting my sister for 2. So it's really strange.
But she, and everybody knows, did they all go to the funeral? Does the 9-year-old know about the funeral? And
yeah, she was there, and she claimed that she was playing hide-and-seek.
Wow. Now, it says, does your family watch a lot of these ghost huntings and the ghost, all this stuff, or does the 9-year-old? Because a lot of 9 years old.
She usually just spends her time with Mr. Edmund, the gardener.
Okay. Yeah.
And she learns sign language from Lydia, the maid. Or she's helping Miss Bertha clean. So
That is so. Well, it's better when children because they can see more and they can hear more for some odd reason. They actually can more than adults.
That's crazy. How come I don't see anyone?
The reason being, adults, I think, we second guess ourselves when we hear something or when we see something. We're like, oh, that's not really there. Children don't know how to second guess themselves yet. So therefore, they can they interact and they can see and they can hear like it's right there. And you know, when I was young, that happened to me, and so that's how I knew that you know something was different, definitely different. Well, and I texted my parents when I was young, and they're like, "Oh, something's wrong," and no, this isn't right. Well, my dad passed away 8 years ago, and he still comes.
I don't care. So my mom shouldn't be, like, beating my sister for this, because she says she's a liar and punishes her.
No. No, not at all, because she's telling the truth. She's got to be telling the truth. The next time she sees him or is playing with him, have her get some sort of information that there's no way that she would know.
Maybe. Mom was telling me yesterday about, she was like in this mist and she saw my dad who looks a lot like the 11th Doctor. Totally.
Okay. And your dad's still alive though.
Yeah, but see, he's not here.
Right. He's in Afghanistan.
Yeah, and I've tried taking pictures of when she's supposedly seeing the ghost, but of course, all I see is like the film's always ruined.
So there you go. There is definitely something in your home. That was the next question. Pictures, they can tell you everything. When there is a, it looks like cigarette smoke in the back, or it's formed around someone's head, or it looks like it's exposed, or maybe the film just didn't even turn out. Then yes, you've got some paranormal, a lot of paranormal activity. Where are y'all located? Let me get the pen.
Where are y'all located? Apartments. We're at the Hollyview Apartments on Hollyview Drive.
And what's the zip code?
77091.
77091. And y'all live in an apartment?
Mm-hmm. Number 211.
That's crazy.
Brother, the horsey cat's back too.
Oh God. We also have he keeps claiming that he's seen a this bizarre cat thing.
Yeah.
It goes around the courtyard. I don't personally believe it. I think that's crazy that an animal could come back, but
well, you know, a lot of people they do think that's crazy, but for some reason they do. Animals, when they are attached to something that they love more than anything in their life, then they can come back. They're not ready to go. That's the problem.
So if something dies and it's not ready to go, what if, and this is a big what if we're really dead because my mom smothered us in her sleep and then shot herself, and actually Victor's real and lives in this house, and we're the dead ones?
What if we are the dead ones?
That would be so weird. Yeah, but that's
bizarre.
That would be very, very bizarre. It would be very bizarre because that means that I would be talking to, we would all be crazy.
I get what you're story. Saying.
Yeah, it would.
Do you have the gift to talk to the dead? Is that why you can talk to us?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're like Victor Marlish, then, the one that talks to my sister, because Victor Marlish can talk to the dead.
Well, you know, there's lots of people, and it's not just talking to the dead. It's the spirits that want to come back and they have something to say. Now there are big differences. Okay. There are bad demons out there. There are bad spirits. I mean, just very negative, and they can harm you. Yes, they can. There have been.
What?
Well, that was awkward.
People have come home and their refrigerators are completely distraught. Their food's all over the house. There's markings on their walls pointing to directions to where they're coming through. And those are called portals.
Like a nether portal?
Yeah, it's like a portal. It can be a mirror. It could be a fireplace, but usually it's like a mirror, or maybe there's a door. And it could be your closet door. It's just a portal where they can go in and out. And that's how they go through. And usually if it's a portal like that, if it's been opened, if there's been like seances or,
That's what I'm wondering. Cause I mean, we had a Ouija board in here during Halloween, but I want to get rid of the ghost. So how would I go about doing that? I've tried like spraying bleach. I've tried burning sage.
Of course you have to, you know, bless the house and burn the sage through the house. You just burn the sage, walk it through, and that should cleanse it. Now, if you have issues.
I've done that. I've had two priests, a rabbi, I've had everyone you could possibly imagine in here, and none of them seem to have been able to get it out.
Holy shit. Y'all are going with a lot. And this is an apartment. Now, people, did they have problems before, do you know? Are people in this apartment complex having problems now?
No one else seems to think so.
It's really hard to ask neighbors, hey, do you see stuff without looking crazy?
Yeah, it is.
Do you know any of that information?
I've kind of been around the neighbors. I've been like, have you seen something? And they're like, no, nothing at all.
Right. Well, you know, you may have something that you have. How long did y'all live there?
About 3-4 years. We did have a neighbor at one point when we moved in, who used to live here, who said that she once tried to fend off some ghost, but she also took a bunch of acid in the 60s, so we're not quite sure.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, now that could definitely be, you know, not the acid as well, you know. I'm trying to think, there may be a personal item of y'all's that is making this entity mad, very mad, or they want you gone for a reason. They feel like it's their place, and they... A lot of bad entities, that's what happens. They claim that area is theirs, and they'll do whatever it takes to get people to leave.
Like, what are bad entities?
Well, the bad entities are the ones that you feel them touch you. You're like, what the hell is that? You know, they touch you. They can scratch you in the middle of the night.
Oh, no.
You will see marks on your body. And, I mean, you'll see it. You'll feel it. Yes, those are bad. Those are the ones that once you've gone and there's nothing you can do other than leave, that's it, and burn the place down. And still, you probably won't fix it. And nobody knows why this happened, but just to leave it alone and let them do their thing, that area. Him or her, and I always say him because the bad entity is usually a man, and I hate to say that, but it is.
I know.
There's hardly Now, there have been instances where there are women where they are very territorial, and like that area in that home, you can't go there because that was their spot and their home, and it's just like that, and it's so hard to explain. It because that's what's called the unexplained, because it's so hard to explain. You know,
ma'am.
Yes.
I don't know what's happening, but the phone is like messing up.
Yeah, I hear that.
What if we get disconnected?
Hey,
my brother can drive us and we can meet somewhere and we could all talk about this and maybe you could help us, like a store or something.
It won't be today, and I hate to say that. I have to get my baby to sleep and all of that and get a bath. Did you say that y'all had animals as well? And they were acting weird?
Used to. Yeah.
We used to have a cat, and we used to...
And it died.
A horse in the pasture. And so now it's like, we keep seeing this horsey cat thing, which is like both of them combined.
Okay. Y'all hear that?
Hear what?
No.
Y'all hear that?
Hear what?
Oh, what?
The high screeching sound?
No.
No, I heard like a scratching, but not
Wait,
screeching.
I hear it now.
Oh, my God.
I still don't hear anything.
Yes.
I'm scared. I want to get off the phone. Can you meet us?
Yes. Yeah, y'all give me a call back.
Meet us tomorrow.
Yeah, give me a call back. I'm losing. I can't really hear y'all now.
Ma'am, wait.
Okay, we'll call you back.
Stops working.
Leave that number.
Oh my gosh. She it's a theremin and she lost it. We stole a soundtrack from a Vincent Price film and she lost her shit.
No, we don't hear that. Weird stuff can happen with lines.
Oh, God. It's the ghost.
That's bad.
Get it before it rolls away.
So the other's premise was enticing.
We just had to steal the. We know what movie she hasn't seen now.
Sure. I don't think I said anything that wasn't from that movie.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I just updated it.
Oh, God. Yeah, seriously. Okay, I'm saving that number for, I guess, me and Jayad sometime in the future. I'm sure he'll love that. The phone box and all their crazies.
He totally believed every bit of it, too.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Dory's gonna be like,
"Oh, I'm crazy."
Did you guys read that I put in there, or Turbo put in there? Kitty, she's a spirit warrior. She's gonna be the same fucking way. I'm betting. She battles ghosts, like supernatural television series types.
Oh no.
Dear. She's like, I don't believe in ghosts. I believe in demons, and demons take the shape of, you know, whatever. It's insane. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and call that for now. Wanna do another movie premise?
I gotta get going.
Alright, alright. That's cool.
How long are you hosting for?
I'm on until 7.
Then I'll probably call back.
Alright, cool.
See ya.
Hi, you've reached Dory. I'm preoccupied at the moment, but it's...
Fighting warriors of demon armies and shit. Okay, so I have some, Best Buy, or no, Kmart, actually. Want to do some Kmart calls with me?
Sure, nobody shops at Kmart, though, so those should be easy.
Yeah, that's what I figured when I got them. Alright. Call Ram's number first. What number is that for, Ram? Random? No. What? I'm not just calling a random number. What is wrong with you, Ram? Okay, calling the Kmart.
Thank you for calling Kmart. How can I help you?
Hi. I was wondering what your... Hello? Wow.
What a hoe.
What a bitch.
Sure. Let's try that again.
Dave was not here. Thank you for calling Kmart. How can I help you?
Oh, yeah. Can I have the toy department, please?
Toys?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on, please.
I don't know. Hang up on it and call back to the front desk. This is boring.
Yeah, sorry. Tabachi just sent me a file of numbers. So...
I have a bunch.
Thank you for calling Cuttahead Camera. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I'm looking for I'm looking for a specific product that's supposed to be covered by your Black Friday sale.
Uh-huh.
It's it's My Little Horsey Cat.
Okay.
Do you have that in stock?
Let me check one moment, okay?
All right, sure.
Sleep is for the weak, everyone. I didn't have to sleep. I'm still awake. I'm awesome.
You misspelled weak.
Yeah, I did. That did happen. I'm stupid. Jesus. I don't know. I don't correct myself on IRC, usually. I'm a dummy. Okay, this isn't working.
Hi, how you been help?
Yeah, well, I was just looking for my little horsey cat and seeing how many you had in stock, because that's supposed to be...
Okay, what is it again? Can you repeat that again?
My Little Horsey Cat?
My Little Horsey Cat?
Right. It looks like a cat with horse hooves. And you can style it and get diseases from it.
Okay, let me double check, because I know we have something like with horses, but I don't think it's like that. Let me just double check, okay?
All right.
All
right. Hurry the fuck up.
Style it and get diseases from it.
That bitch just hung up on us. She did.
Yeah.
Wow. Hurry up and call the Dillard.
No, calling Famous Footwear Outlet, and then we're calling the amazing X-Bonkers security numbers. Stolen by the totally secure X-Bonkers security company. How do I get you to protect my house, Aaron, Trevor?
Give me a 45, case of 40s, and $100.
All right, got it. I'm going to PayPal you those.
Thank you for calling Famous Footwear Outlet. This is Deborah. How may I help you?
Hello?
Hello, this is Deborah at Famous Footwear. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. Me and my parents were in there earlier.
Yeah?
And when we were in there, I was trying to get the new Horsey Cat shoes. They're part of the new Horsey Cat franchise. And you guys sold me some knockoff ones, and I'm really freaking angry. Like, why would you do that to me?
Well, I don't know exactly what you're talking about. I don't even know what brand you're talking about. So I don't
you
know
you've never heard of My Little Horsey Cat?
I have not. My Little Horsey Cat, have you heard? No?
Neither one of us have. Horsey Cat's the number one hot item for kids this year. It's the stuffed animal that's half horse, half cat, and has, like, a big stuffed horse penis. It's the first anatomically correct toy ever for children. And there's a shoe of it where, you know, it's like the laces are actually... See, on each side, there's, like, a horsey cat, and the laces are actually the horsey cat's penises. And you tie the penises together to tie your shoes. And that's the idea. It's the horsey cat. You haven't heard the commercials? Hello?
I'm still here, but I have not.
Yeah, the commercial,
you're more than welcome to bring anything back that you bought that you need to return, but other than that, that's all I have, sir.
See, they're
you
ripped.
Have a great day. Thank you.
I need to talk to a manager. Manager now.
I am a manager, sir.
Then I need to talk to an employee that goes around the store and not someone who just sits on their butt. Because the horsey cat is popular. You have to know what I'm talking about.
I do not. Just bring back what you got. We'll be fine. Thank you, sir.
You haven't heard. No! You don't hang up on me. No one hangs up on me. Don't hang up on Kyle. You don't hang up on Kyle Lexington, damn it. All right, I'm going to have her look. Or you could be my angry parent. Penises. That's a word now.
Thank you, Tom Famous Footwear Outlet. This is Deborah. How may I help you?
Yeah, you hung up on
sir,
me.
Sir, yes, I told you to bring back
I'm 12. Sense, stop being mean to me. I'm only 12.
There's nothing
okay?
I can do, sir, but you bring
stop
back what you got.
Stop trying to hurt my feelings. I just want a horsey cat. Maybe
sir,
if
I'm
listen,
busy. I'm
listen,
busy right now. Just bring back.
I'm busy too. You're ruining my day. No, bad lady, bad. I have nothing else
that's
to go.
Gonna work out.
Yeah, I don't think she likes me.
I don't think so either.
want to call those Facebook numbers and do some tech stuff?
Well, I got Facebook numbers. I got Craigslist ads. So, you know, they're older bits, but they still check out. And there's Goodwill stores. We can call and ask what their Black Friday specials are.
Yes, let's do that. Throw some numbers in. We'll use my dialing machine to bring my Stargate activation into happening. Yeah. Yeah, I've been listening since Carlito started. I'm about done with pranks, too. Stupid pranks. Hello?
Thank you for calling Goodwill. If you'll hold for just a second.
Sure.
No, I can't hold.
Did you wait for an answer?
How may I help you?
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Hello? How may I help you?
Well, you can help me by telling me what your Black Friday prices are.
We don't have any Black Friday specials.
Why not?
It's Goodwill.
Yeah, so? Shouldn't you be good and willful and have Black Friday specials like everyone else? My dad...
I'm sorry that we don't. Is there something I can help you with?
But I don't live near any of the good stores. My dad said he would only take me to this one.
We already have low prices, so, I mean...
How much are your stuff, then?
It depends on what you get.
I want toys. I want the horsey cat.
You'd have to come look at the price, sir.
But can't you look for me? I'm sure someone there knows what it is. It's in the...
If you'll hold on for just a second.
Thank you.
Just tell her she doesn't want to help you because she knows you're white.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Thanks, Sloth. Hello. I'm drinking Pepsi and I like horsey cat. Horsey cat, horsey cat.
You know, it's Black Friday because they're already black.
Yeah, I'll read that. I'm gonna say that. Thanks, Sloth. Who's playing the Gaga? Is that the whole music?
Yeah, they actually use the radio stations down there. This is in Austin. They use the radio stations for their whole music at Goodwill because it's free.
Wow. I'm gonna believe that whether that's true or not. Hello?
No, it's true.
Nice. Radio should cost monies. Or awesomeness points. I think she might not be looking.
Oh, gee, you think?
Expa, I'm gonna go in with you on the Pussycat Palm site. Yeah. I'll help you make it. We own horseycat.com now. Yay!
Yay.
The PLA and Madhouse community owns it.
Hooray.
I made a picture of the horsey cat. Awesome, Axpa. I sent it to you on Skype. But you're not on Skype, so you can't see it.
I don't want the Hep C with my horsey cat and my little horsey cat shoes. I want the chlamydia ones.
There's a warning on the horsey cat thing that it gives like 43 STDs if you use the product
properly.
Yeah. I'm gonna make a better horsey cat picture though, more cartoony and childish. That's just what I imagine a real one would look like.
God, I don't think she's looking.
Yeah, I'm gonna call her back. You think holding can stop me? Okay.
Thank you for calling Goodwill. This is Jessica. How may I help you?
Hi, you weren't looking for my horsey cat. don't...
Hold on, I'm still waiting on somebody, because I'm the only one here, so...
Okay, maybe you'll know what I'm talking about if I sing you the theme song.
No, sir, I don't need you to
cat,
do that.
Cat, horsey cat, you're delicious. You smell like fishes and you have...
Sir, is there something else I can help you with?
Yeah, horsey cat, and it's horsey cock. I want horsey cat.
Oh, that pretty much ended it.
Yeah, it did. I was going to call her racist, too, but, I don't know. She wasn't finding my horsey cat.
No, I got to check out this car.
Yeah, that's what I said. Horsey cat, you smell delicious. Oh, I thought it was your delicious. Okay, change it. You smell delicious, tastes like fishes, and you have a big cock, or huge cock, or long cock, or, yeah.
Call that number.
I'm going to.
814 right there.
All right, sweet. Yeah, do you want to explain the horsey cat to someone?
No, I got to check on this car.
All right, sweet.
Then you can explain horsey cat.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, yeah, I'm calling about the car.
The princess car?
Yeah, the pink hybrid?
Yes.
Yeah, the pink hybrid. How many miles are on that?
Pink hybrid, no, you got the wrong number.
No, it's a pink car. It's got a 6.9 hybrid battery in it. 125
No,
bucks.
It's a Barbie car.
Well, I don't care if it's pink or if it's for, you know, girls or anything. My wife is looking for a car just to beat her to replace hers while it's in the shop. And that's the right price for her to get back and forth to work.
No, sir, it's a toy car.
I'm looking at a full size pink sedan right now.
Oh no, they must have the wrong number on there then.
This is the hybrid in Erie, right? 814-232-0034.
That's this number, but the car. Are you on Craigslist?
Yeah, the Erie Craigslist. Yeah.
Yeah, the car that's on there is a 6.9 volt, 2.5 miles an hour.
Oh, it says 25 miles per hour to 90 miles per hour. It's I think you got your ad wrong then. It was in under cars.
They must have got it wrong then, because this is a toy car for a toddler ages 3 to 5.
Well, it looks like a full size pink sedan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did you mess up your pictures or something? Maybe post your car, because.
The picture that was taken was in the house next to a heater, so...
It's in a driveway here. It's a driveway. Oh, it looks like a pink hybrid.
I don't know. They must have... That spam stuff, somebody must have got it and edited it, because that's not what I had posted on there.
Well, I mean, is the pink hybrid in your driveway right now? Because I'd like to actually look at that.
No, sir, I don't have a pink hybrid. I'm sorry.
Well, you shouldn't put lies on Craigslist then. I mean, you're wasting my time. I'm just trying to find I don't know, calling up Craigslist ads and asking them about children's toys and pretending they're real.
Yeah, no, I like that premise. I wanted to, I think I did it on Science this morning. I called about the Barbie Adventures in the Ghetto, like the rape Barbie set.
Nice.
And that went over well, so... You know, it's always fun when you do children's things and you warp them to your own image, the things you want.
Oh, absolutely. You want to call people with new phone numbers?
Sure, yeah, let's do that. Let's be all tech supporty.
Here's Tara. This is Tara Lynn. I scraped these off Facebook this afternoon.
Got any ideas for them in particular?
I don't know, I got their Facebooks here. If you want to look at that, give you an idea.
Yeah, give me the link. I'll take that.
There's a number and her FB.
I guess, do you want to start off the call?
I don't know if I have an idea for that one.
Alright. Maybe we could just go with the fact that this phone is like a copy of a phone, like it's not an actual phone. Like, I don't know, maybe it'll make more sense when I talk about it.
Pembroke, Ontario. Wonder what they have there for phone. I think they're T-Mobile. All right, just call it.
I am. All right. Hello? Hello?
Phone right now. Tell me your name.
the fuck is that voicemail?
Oh, God. What a horrible voicemail. All right. It's fine. I got another one.
All right.
Spiro Fields.
Go ahead and stalk her on the internet really fast. Sierra Fields is black, so that makes for, you know, racism.
Wisconsin. What do they have for cell service in Wisconsin? Oh, well.
Yeah, I almost threatened to kill someone earlier. Science.
Oh, well done.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Sierra?
Yeah, this is she.
Yes, this is Kyle. I'm calling from the phone company. You just got a new phone number, correct? It says in our system.
What company?
Is this Sierra Fields at 90? Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I'm calling from the phone company.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. See, what's going on is I'm going to put my associate on the phone. He's the IT guy here, and he can kind of tell you what's going on, okay?
Okay.
So, he runs the, X-Bonkers IT department. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll let you, tell this lady what's going on while I go get head from Stephanie, that new receptionist.
All right, great. Is this Sierra Field?
This is she.
Yeah, which version of the cell phone did you get today from us? I don't have that here in the paperwork.
What are you asking?
I'm not seeing which model of the cell phone you got here. I just see you got a smartphone.
What model? I'm not talking about understanding you. Would you ask?
What model of the smartphone did you get today?
Oh, the Samsung S20.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there seems to be a problem with those. There's a number of them that were packaged, and they came in from a company in Taiwan that doesn't have authorization to manufacture those. And we can tell by the serial number. What can you read the serial number on it? It's
hold on.
Sure.
Is it on the back of the phone?
It would be under the battery, but you don't want to unpull the battery because I'm on the phone with you on it right now. You'd have to. It may be on the box. Do you still have the box? You should.
Give me the box. Okay. Yeah. And the other one. Hold on. Yeah, I got the box. The serial number?
Yeah. Yeah. What are the first three digits of that?
Which one? I have a lot of numbers on this box.
Well, it'll say serial number.
Oh.
Or SN.
Huh? Oh, SN?
Right.
Hey, so how are things going here? I'm in my office now.
We're just looking for the serial number right now to verify it, but if she can't find it, she'll just have to come into the store.
Okay, cool.
Would you be able to come into the store in like the next half hour?
Yeah. No, I don't have a way to get there.
Okay, would you be able to make it tomorrow?
Maybe. Hold on. I'm looking at packaging.
Hey, man, have you been over down here in customer service, though, man? Have you used Stephanie yet? Her services are really good.
Oh, no, not at all.
No? No, well, you should come over here. I'll, because, see, she's helping me with paperwork right now.
She has a box, and, him? Is it on the box itself?
Should be on the label, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the side?
Yeah, on the label, yep.
Okay, there's 1, 2, 3. That of the five numbers, which one is it though?
Oh, yeah, okay.
What was that?
Oh, yeah.
Five votes.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like one of the bad ones. You might want to bring that in.
Yes, Stephanie, oh, God. Oh, I'm sorry, so do you have that PIN number, ma'am?
The PIN number for what?
The serial number. Yeah, she gave me it, and she's going to need to bring that in.
Okay, nice.
We'll have to replace that. You can bring it, just bring it to the cell phone desk at the store and ask for Roy.
Okay. Okay. But I'm confused, though. I'm in Oshkosh. I'm not in California.
Have you told her about the... Hold on. I'm coming. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Have you told her about the virus yet that we think she has?
Well, yeah. The reason that those cell phones are a problem is because the there's a virus going around called the horsey cat mobile virus, and it's infecting it's infecting all those cell phones.
Oh, I just got this phone today too, like 3 hours ago.
Right. Yeah. Where did you get that?
At Oshkosh.
Right. Would you be able to bring it back to the store?
Yeah.
Oh, ask for Roy and I'll be able to hook you up.
Okay.
Just make sure
you try and get in the
call. All right, yeah. Bring in the box and everything and let them know what the problem is, you know, that it's one of the fake Taiwanese that have the horsey cat mobile Trojan.
Hey, get out of here, whore. Okay, sorry. Stephanie's leaving. Sierra, actually, if you come on in here, are you as good at paperwork as Stephanie is? I could get you a deal on your phone. I could get you a whole new one.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, you. You're Sierra, isn't that right, dummy?
Yeah.
I could get you a deal on a whole better phone, too. I could get you a whole new phone. You just have to do some paperwork for me.
No.
I mean, it's not going to be hard. It's like you just come in my office, and I pull out the chair, and you crawl under the desk, and I go about my day meetings. You just kind of hang out under the desk. It's like playing tic-tac-toe, but without pens, paper, and with a penis. You're familiar with penises, right? No, she hung up.
Oh, God.
Why didn't she go for that? That was reasonable.
Gee, I don't know why.
Okay, next.
Let's see, Allie.
It's funny because she's unattractive. And stuff. Her head's, like, bigger than my body. And I'm going to go ahead and add Mr. Jayad from the phone markers in. So we can do some phoning with us.
Hey, sure, why not?
Yeah. He has an idea. We're going to call this turkey line thing. So that should be pretty good, you know. Thanksgiving-y. Go ahead and add. I'm doing it. Stop calling me. You crazy person.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Phone Larking. I have officially stolen the Psycho Show and shut it down early.
Yeah, that totally happened. No.
No, I thought I would jump. Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, no, I was just going to say for once I have Jayad on my show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
So, it's like now. Opposite day.
Yep. So now he can give me fatherly advice on my life and where I should go.
Yes.
We're going to switch roles here.
Remember, Jayad, when you go to work, you need to pick up a lunch tray or a bag of sodas and beat up all the accountants.
find the most important guy in the whole building. Go get some pops and put them in a sock and beat them with them.
Yes, that's how you maintain your reputation.
That is how you get. Everybody knows the way to become a boss get your boss's position is to kill your boss. Everybody knows that, so it works out great. Okay,
well,
so
guys,
the reason
I am still on. I'll let Jayad explain his idea here.
Yeah. I wanted to come on early. I would have used it for my show, but apparently, and it's been in the news a lot, so some people have probably seen it, and I asked Carlito about it. He said he's tried to call this before, but he's never actually gotten through. What it is, it's the Butterball Talk Turkey helpline. So they're like, oh, this year they were all getting a lot of news because they were saying, we're going to staff for men because we're finding more men are making turkeys. And apparently this has been like going on for 20 years, so I'm surprised I've never heard of it, or somebody's had to have pranked it. So this can't be an original idea, but apparently it hasn't been done around here much. So that's pretty cool. So
didn't they have like a turkey shortage this year?
I don't know. They probably just went and fucking hurried up and cloned a bunch of turkeys or something, and then they were good. Or they borrowed some turkeys from the future. That's probably what they did.
Definitely some James Cameron shit.
Yep. So my idea here is pretty simple. I'm going to just call. The only reason I'm kind of sharing my ideas is because I need Lux to help me out. And then after this...
Lux is new. Him after, need to help him out.
After this, until my son's old enough to be to help me with prank phone calls, you're going to have to stand in.
What? I'm like Dick Grayson, and as soon as I get older, you're just going to make a new Robin appear?
You got it.
I'm going to be Nightwing, though, so fuck you.
So basically, you're going to hear me talking, and then go ahead and do a little bit of background stuff, you know, like you normally do. And I'm going to say that you put Legos in the turkeys, and then basically, it's going to lead to me severely beating you. So just keep that in mind and scream for help. So if, hopefully you're in a position where you can cry and scream. Okay.
Well, let me go ahead and tell my dad that some strange man on the internet's going to beat me for entertainment.
He wants me to roleplay that he's beating me. Some strange man on the internet wants to roleplay that he's beating me, Dad. Okay.
Yes.
So don't be worried.
Yeah.
Ignore the screams of terror.
I'm going to keep my kids away from guys like me when I get older.
As you should. You're creepy.
Okay. So if you're ready, I'm ready. I can give you the number. I just got to...
Throw me the digits, and I'll use my dialing device.
And just so everybody knows, I'm going to go ahead and do this one. Feel free to steal the shit out of this idea. Let me bring up their... Talk. Tricky. So basically, where's their...
Yeah, I'm thinking, like...
So basically, this is from November 1st to the 22nd, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., November 23rd to the 24th, 9 a.m., 7 p.m., November 25th to the 26th, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thanksgiving, whatever. From here on out, until Christmas Eve, you can call from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., and they will have to listen to you tell them your turkey disasters, and... put them through weird situations and whatnot. So this is a pretty open target, man.
Yeah, for sure. I think Tabachi might have called it yesterday, but other than that, I haven't heard it be called.
Who did?
Tabachi might have.
I will kill him.
Wasn't on the whole time.
I believe he did because I mentioned this to him.
Yeah.
Because I said, has anybody ever done this? Because I asked him, and then I asked Carlito, and they were like, yeah. Carlito said that he tried, but he said the times never lined up with him, but now he does daytime shows, so he could literally terrorize the shit out of him, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Maybe he could tell them how for Thanksgiving he had one egg made with heat.
Yeah, one eggs. It's eggs.
Yeah, one it's eggs.
One eggs made with
and heat. One bread. Remember, one bread.
How do you want that cooked? With heat?
Heat? Electric or fire?
Electric or gas. Yeah.
How do you want your food? Cooked.
Yeah, but then he started giving them parameters. He started saying, I want it cooked so all airborne illnesses and this and that can be, you know, I don't know. It was fucking stupid. But
yeah, weird. For sure.
I love his style of, like, all right, when I do pranks, I go, oh, okay, let's see how easy I can fool this person. And I start getting good at gauging early on if I can fucking really get crazy on the person or if I got to lead them to water. And he goes, hey, fatty.
Yeah.
Hey, fatty.
It's so simplistic. Like, we overthink our ideas most
yeah, exactly.
Of the time.
It goes to show you.
It makes anything funny.
Hey, I'm trying to build a fucking Abrams tank, and he's hitting people with rocks. In the end, it's the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so here's the number. Let's get this one out of the way, and then I'll probably disappear for a little bit, because my wife's going to come home, and I got to help her out and shit. And then hopefully I can get dinner eating before the show starts. So there's the number for you.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Couldn't hear that.
Okay. I'm calling.
All right.
Sorry. Yeah, Stargate.
Welcome to Butterball. To be connected to our Butterball Turkey Talk line for information on turkey preparation and cooking.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Butterball Turkey Talk line. May I help you?
Hi, ma'am. I'm hoping that you can give me a hand here. You guys help out with things that have gone wrong, right?
With turkeys, yes, sir.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I
got okay. A book.
Yeah, no, I would. Yeah, my taxes are overdue.
Yeah, no, right.
Basically, okay, I got this turkey. Okay, I'll give you the scenario of the situation. I have my boss is going to be here in an hour and a half. Now this, you know, it's very 80s sitcom like, you know, my boss is coming over. He happens to be Japanese. He doesn't know a lot about American traditional Thanksgiving dinners, you know, and we're going to, that's why we're hosting him one today.
Okay.
And so, you know, I'm really not quite sure how I'm going to fix this situation. Basically, my son Lux, before I started cooking the turkey, I had it out. I was doing other stuff, and he put Legos in the hole.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So now I got this turkey. It is done. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's cooked. On the inside, we have colors.
Did you put stuffing in it?
No, I never do stuffing on the inside. I cook stuffing on the stovetop.
He put the Legos inside the turkey cavity, and then you roasted it. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so then what happened?
Now that the turkey's done and I have it out, there are colors, melted colors all over on the inside.
Okay. Well, you're not going to eat the inside, correct?
Is it safe to eat at all? I mean, it's been cooking with plastic boiling in it.
Okay. Well,
this is what I'm asking.
Most children's toys have to pass inspection and rules and all that stuff, and I think they have to be non-toxic. Can you hold, please, just a moment?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I'm saying I probably urinated at some point. That's why they're unsafe. I got it.
Wonder if this is in the Butterball Handbook.
Thank you for holding, sir.
Yes.
I don't really have a definitive answer for you, but I'm guessing that if it's in the inside of the turkey and you're not going to consume that inside of the turkey, is there a reason why that your boss needs to see the Legos in the turkey?
I'm not so worried about that. I'm worried about, you know, the toxicness of cooking plastic inside your turkey.
And
so,
the melting point, I'm surprised that they've melted. What was the temperature that you cooked the turkey at?
It was about 500.
Yeah, 500 degrees. I'll tell you what, can I have your phone number? And I think we might give you a call back, or I can put you on hold with my supervisor.
Oh, just a second. Yes, son?
I'm sorry.
I told you.
Just a minute, please.
Okay. Turkey, horsey, cat.
Thank you so much for holding.
Yes.
I must transfer you to my supervisor.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
I call bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You said 500, stupid.
Okay. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi. How can we help you?
Well, I'm afraid that my son ruined my 80s style dinner with my Japanese boss who's coming over, because he had actually put Legos inside the turkey before the turkey was cooked, and now the turkey has a lot of melted plastic and colors in it, and I don't know if I should be eating this or if my son truly ruined my guest boss's Thanksgiving dinner.
You know what? I think the best bet, and this is a question, of course, I've never been asked before, so that is, you know, too bad for you. What I would do is just give Poison Control a call, and they can answer that question really easily.
Yeah, okay. Just a second, ma'am. Lux, what did I tell you? I told you to go to your room!
Ow!
Don't you go to your room! My boss is gonna fire me! She hung up. My hands hurt from slapping.
Oh my god, it was so realistic.
Oh, my hands hurt from slapping, though. That lady bailed quick. Well, I realized that I'm not going to be able to ease into beating you, so I just shifted straight into beating you. There's no polite way to get into beating your kid in front of somebody on the phone.
Actually, that went really smooth.
I just immediately, I'm like, I'm sorry, Daddy. Boom!
Yeah, what did I tell you?
Dude, you know what we need to invest in? Those things Mythbusters use, those little gelatin people, so that we can make realistic beating sounds. Like, it's
actually you want to get, like, a fucking $20,000 dummy so it sounds like we're really beating somebody? All right, I'm in. Fundraiser. Time for a fundraiser.
Yeah, let's do a Kickstarter for that one.
Yeah, so, let's do that.
Yeah, Kickstarter. We need a $20,000 dummy so we can do our prank calls better.
Want to come to Kmart with me, Jad, and beat me on Kmart's line?
Sure, what's the premise?
The premise is, I got the horsey cat. You're mad at me for buying it because it's inappropriate, and you're mad at them for selling it. So now you're beating me. That's a sophisticated.
Okay. All right, let's do one more, and then I gotta cut out to the show.
Yeah, that's cool.
Hopefully, I can eat before.
Temple City Camera, how may I help you?
Yeah, I need to speak to somebody because who the hell would allow a 10-year-old kid to come there and buy a horsey cat? Kids are not supposed to be buying horsey cats, and somebody sold my son a horsey cat today.
What is that?
It's called a horsey cat. It is it's kind of like an action figure. It's like a horse body and a cat head, and then it's anatomically correct, so it's disgusting. And I can't believe somebody allowed a 10-year-old to buy this. It says right on the packaging for 18 and above.
You're at Kmart.
Yeah, you guys sell horsey cats there. He's asked me for it several times. I told him no. He went there today with his brother. Came home with a freaking horsey cat. So, my son should be ashamed. Lux, you should be ashamed. You know better.
I'm sorry, Daddy.
Shut up! I need to speak to a manager or something. Just shut your mouth!
Ow! Why do you always hit me?
Oh, I hit my hands so hard when I slapped them.
My God, I'm glad you're not my dad.
Yes. You know what's funny about this is I normally can't be this loud because I do my show at 10 at night and my kid and my wife are sleeping. Right now they're gone, so I'm going ape shit. It's convincing. It sounds so beautiful, Doc.
The giant
Doc is said it sounds so beautiful.
Guys, Jesus has gotten out of his dump truck.
I love all, by the way, everybody, I love all the horsey cat fucking pictures that have been popping up everywhere.
Yeah, I made the first horsey cat picture. I'm proud.
I've seen so many now. I love them. Okay.
Aqua, did you see? He bought the website horseycat.com, and I'm gonna record the theme song for the website. And I've got the horsey cat picture up. Palindrome's gonna put it up when he designs the website. Jesus Christ! Sloth is now horsey cat. Too.
Yeah, he's horsey cat in the room, right? Sloth is.
Yeah.
He says, giant hits his wife.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to say, so I just started breathing heavy into the mic at the end of that one.
And you started eating me. It's awesome. That's the go-to for prank calls, though.
Just beat your child. Yes. You know, a quick story before I cut out. Quick story. The very first prank phone call I ever did, I did when I was about, God, 5 or 6. And I did it with my brother and some older kids down the road. And this is basically remaking that one because what I did, it's similar to that, is we called somebody and they said, hello, and some old people. We thought it was late. It was probably 8:30. And they were like, hello. And I was like, blah, 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 Google Gaga, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden they're like, you need to quit messing around on the phone. And then like one of the kids, my brother's friends up the road, you know, caught me on the phone, was like, give me that phone, son, what are you doing? And then was like, you can't, you give me that, I'm sorry, my son was messing around, it's okay, I got, you know, he just make sure he doesn't keep doing it. Meanwhile, the girl up the road, her brother, or her sister, the guy who's talking to the people's sister, starts beating me severely in the background why the guy keeps going, I'm sorry, people, he's just, I don't know what's been getting into him lately, he's been playing on the phone, you know, keeping him on the phone as long as he can while this severe beating's going on. We're like hitting the walls and shit. It's
So
see, one of my first calls is all like that too. I called one of those gay sex helplines, and I came out about being gay and stuff. Had this whole story of how like I was like 13, and my babysitter is a 24-year-old man, and he got me into it. And then like I pretended I was in the closet, and my friend picked up the phone, my friend Shane, and pretended that he was my dad, and started like beating me for being gay.
I beat the queer right out of you.
Yeah, it was hilarious. He was using a baseball bat and like hitting the wall at his house, so it sounded like I was getting beaten with a baseball bat. It was great.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and cut out for a little bit.
All right, yeah, man.
I'll be back around 7. If God, I may have to hand a couple of calls over to somebody if my wife doesn't get home with dinner before then. But yeah, I'll have a couple people on with me. It's just I'm fucking hungry.
Oh yeah,
so
man. Workers, your Lord right. slaves.
That's right. Like I said, everybody, feel free to fucking call the shit out of them. I imagine we can do some really funny stuff with them turkey hotlines. That's so set up for prank phone calls. The best thing about it, it'll be back next year.
Yeah, seriously.
And if you ever get the same person twice, let's say you get the same lady keeps answering, what I would do is have her on and then call her, call again on another line. Hopefully you'll get a different operator. I don't know if they have 40 operators or two, you know?
Yeah.
So, okay. I'll talk to you guys in a little bit.
Having you on. I'll talk to you later. The show.
All right. See you in a little bit. Bye.
That was cool. So, want to do another call to those numbers, Facebook peoples?
Yeah, I got those. Or Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in New Orleans. We call her about her Black Friday specials.
Okay, yeah, cool. That works. And I guess if nothing else pans out, you can always beat me in order to play glass breaking sound effects. That's funny. Cactus, Turbo's not even on, which makes that really funny. Turbo's off doing real life things and missing the historic marathon. It's been me and PLA people that are great prank callers. So, you know, Trevor/Aaron and Patch and RP's hosting for me. I feel like an official PLA person. But yeah, here you go.
Marie Laveau, can I help you?
Yeah, hi, how are you doing? I was wondering about, do you have any Black Friday specials?
No.
Okay, nothing for curses or anything? Because my neighbor is
just being a real pain. We only do good magic.
Okay, do you know anybody who could do me a curse?
I don't talk about that stuff.
Well, see, it's my neighbor. He keeps like dumping all the sand. He builds a little beach around his swimming pool, and at the end of the season, he dumps all the sand lawn. So sure. I gotta do something about him.
Yeah, we don't.
The cops don't do anything. Right. I need somebody to put a hex on him.
I got you. We don't do that stuff, and I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Okay.
I only do good magic.
Oh, sucker.
Oh god, I'm just hitting all nothing today.
I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the play there. Yes, next number.
I can't hear you.
I'm back. Is that better?
Yeah,
that's better.
Sorry, my family's being really stupid. My sister's got a friend over and shit, and they won't shut up. So,
well, you should kill them then and stuff them in the forever closet.
I'll be sure to say that to the next time I talk to them.
Good.
You shut up or I'll kill you. Uh-oh, threatening on the stream again. Oops. That's twice.
It's okay. Does your sister have a phone number?
Yes.
I think I posted it.
My dad has a phone number, too. Yeah, am I still really quiet?
No,
you're fine.
You're not.
Okay, cool, because I was a stupid and my headset was up. Like, my mic wasn't flipped down.
Let's call your dad.
Let's not do that, because, you know, he's a stupid and that's a waste of
You're time. Not talking, though.
Who's 17? I don't even know who that is.
Just call.
Okay. This is bad. I'm calling a number Ram gave me. It's not a good idea.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The number you dialed has been...
Are you looking for 3035 RAM?
Yeah, 3035.
You're so dumb. God, RAM. At least you're here, though. You're usually never here for the Psycho Show, so that's good. Whatever, I guess you can do this. RAM, you have to do a legit phone call before we end this thing soon. Half an hour.
Hang up.
I don't know. What do you mean, what is this? Oh, yeah, I don't know. That's just RAM. RAM, you're going to call a Kmart and not be terrible, okay? You have to do at least, like, you're going to do the rest of the calls on the show if you can pull this one off. Do one call, RAM. I'm sure the fan base is rooting for you to be able to pull off one call. Am I right, guys?
I'm too late to make a call.
Is my background noise terrible? Like, can you guys hear everything happening?
Thank you for calling Burbank Kmart. How much are you calling?
Hon, can I be transferred to the manager, please?
1 second. Elena speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. I would like this that I just made.
Okay.
I tried using, it's called a horsey cat, you see. It's like a fake cat with horse things that horses have on their heels. Well, anyway, my son, Lux, who's 12 years old, tried using it at... And one time it accidentally hit him in his face. Now, I would like to return it. Now, how is that possible?
Do you have the receipt?
No, I don't have the receipt. Why would I ever have the receipt?
Because you paid for it, right? And they gave you one?
Yeah, well, yeah, but I threw it away because I didn't think like the receipt was that important.
Do you what did you pay with?
I paid with cash.
With cash?
Yeah, I paid with cash.
Oh, boy. What do you have a Shop Your Way rewards with us?
What are you talking about?
Because, sir, I'm asking you these questions because that's going to help you refund the item you want to refund. That's why.
Here, let me go transfer you to my game over. No, oh, fuck that. I don't want to talk to you. Is there somebody else I can talk to?
Sure, hold on.
Ram, you always do that what are you talking about thing and then try to escape the call. You can't do that. Damn it. He really does. I think it's because he's always high. And talk louder, Ram.
They must be drinking tea. They're drinking tea.
This is Eric. How can I help you?
Who the fuck are you?
How can I help you, sir?
I would like to make a complaint. Did she just inform you about what happened?
Yes, that was our store manager.
Who am I talking to?
My name is Eric.
Oh, your name's Eric, are you? Hey, why don't you go talk to my son? Lux? Lux, where are you? Lux, pick up the extension and talk to this man. I want you to talk to him right now. You hear me, son?
No, Dad, you have to talk to him. I'm not going to do what you tell me to do, Hal.
Please excuse me. This is my first time making a complaint. I've tried debating it with her, but she's not, I don't know how to say it, but she's not being cooperative with me.
Well, you're trying to return an item with no receipt, right?
Yeah.
And you didn't pay debit or credit and you don't have a rewards card?
No.
What is the item?
It's like this big plastic cat that, like, make sounds with horseshoes. And then what I gave it to my son, which you just heard. Mm-hmm. It's called a horsey cat, I believe. And all of a sudden, it became very erratic because after I turned it on, the product that is, it made this weird, weird, strange noise. And then all of a sudden, it moved all around and it tried hitting my son.
And it's a toy?
Yes, it's a toy.
Well, I believe those are supposed to move, though.
I tried wondering that, but I don't know why it's doing that in the first place. That I like to return it.
I'm sorry, though. Without a receipt or any identifier, we can't do the return.
What? You can't fucking return the product?
No. Watch your language, sir.
I'm not going to be watching my language because I am angry at how you cannot return this product.
No, we cannot.
I don't want to talk to you anymore. Is there somebody else I could talk to other than you and that bitch?
No, I'm going to hang up now, sir. Have a good day.
Yeah, fuck you.
That was, not terrible. I'm going to do another one, though, Ram. Double Jeopardy.
I think they were being patient with Ram because he sounds special.
He sounds autistic, doesn't he? But yeah, so Aaron and Ram, want to recall while I kill everyone in my home because they're screaming in the background?
I think it's time for the Forever Closet.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to bring out the Forever Closet and lock you in it, motherfuckers. Seriously, though, I hate children.
Hold on, what microphone are you using, Lux?
My microphone.
I don't want to hear them argue.
No, okay, I'm going to kill them all. And put them in the Forever Closet. So here's a number for you two to do.
What is it?
It's another Kmart. Those are fun to mess with, right?
Why can't you get
me to want to call one of your numbers?
I want to call Steve again.
Mine have been all bombs all day. I've just gotten, like, all the worst people.
Alright, well, here you go. Fuck!
They're calling Kmart. How may I help you?
Hi.
I want to talk to the manager.
I'm sorry?
I want to talk to the manager.
What is it that you need, sir?
I want to talk to the manager. Can't you hear me? Can't you hear me? God.
Sir, I can hear you, but if you tell me what it is, I can direct your call to the correct manager.
I want to talk to any available manager.
Okay, I'm an assistant. How can I help you?
Here, you go talk to my gay lover.
Hello?
Hello, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi. We bought a product there for our son, but it appears to be dangerous and not for his age range, so we'd like to bring it back in and get something different.
What is it that you bought? I can't quite understand.
Well, we got a horsey cat. It's a horsey cat action figure.
Uh-huh.
And it appears dangerous. It moves around and chased him into the corner. He was just sitting in the corner cowering and crying. Hurry up, Lux. She hung up on me.
Oh, I have numbers. Fuck. Of course you test, bitch.
Ring, ring!
Call the hotel.
Hold on, I have more numbers. No, I'm not calling. Dude, Christy thing was like 4 months ago. There's no way she's still in that hotel. Jesus Christ, Ram, you stalker.
Yeah, I was a stalker. There might be more people there.
Aaron, he's been stuck. Alright, we... God damn it! Get out of my fucking room! Jesus Christ.
The hell?
All right. They just think it's funny to run into and scream. Stupid. No, so when we first started the Psycho Show, I hate everyone.
Go mute your... God damn it.
Lux, where are you?
I'm trying not to be... because of that. See, I can't do it. All I can do is you.
Yo, bitch, shut up.
Shut that damn kid up.
Yeah.
What number is this anyway? It's just ringing, ringing, ringing.
Okay, hang up and call Dad.
Kmart. God damn it!
Yes, you should unmute and leave her in, and we'll talk about she's angry about her horsey cat.
Yes, that's smart.
Are you using speakers?
No, I'm not. I'm using my headset. Can you hear her clearly?
Yes, I can hear, I could hear your stupid whore.
God damn it, that hurt my ears. I have a really good headset, though.
Change the output to your speakers.
Oh, that's to me. There shouldn't be an E there.
The volume.
God damn it. No, it's Horsey Cat. Fuck. Here. You can say she's angry and I'll unmute her. Okay, so how about we do a. I have more of those still. I have Deborah in Denver. 20 minutes left before Jayad comes on and I go to Jayad's show. So, we'll call Deborah in Denver and I guess we can pretend we don't hear this. Okay.
Change the output on Skype and put it the output to your speakers.
I'll just take my head.
I know, change it.
Hi!
Hey, who's the bitch?
Oh?
Yeah, they're not nice.
Jerky.
Oh no.
Yo, bitch, shut the fuck up and leave him alone.
Mark!
Did you hear that?
Hey, thanks so much, Colin. Just leave your name and number up there.
She sure told you. She said, why don't you go to the park? God, I wish I could insult people that well.
She's a cocksucker.
Perfect, you, face.
Hey, Lux, why don't you go to the park, you jerk face?
Why don't you go to the park?
No! Your Facebook is candy!
She's a fucking idiot.
Why don't you eat some sparkles?
Yeah, okay. Next.
Okay, next number. Another haunted one. Jared in Phoenix. This guy is also a huge tool.
No, you Lux.
Wait, did I not call Ruby?
No!
Stop speaking. Thank you.
She's a whore.
Yeah.
Welcome to the preteen show where there's children yelling in the back. It's not funny. All of you need to stay away. I hate all of you.
Okay. This girl says, what do you mean if I'm sick?
Help,
yeah. Hello, you reached Ruby. I'm unavailable right now.
I'm not live from that thing. Your
number and a brief description as to why you're calling, and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
No, stop speaking. God.
She's funny.
Did they what? Why are you...
Can you open it?
You don't open it. It's my tablet. It's locked. You can't get in. Go away.
You're really stupid.
Oh my God, I hate everything. Get out now. I'm doing an official show.
What did they say? Like, what do you think of me?
You. And they hate all of you. Go.
Just let me see.
No. Why do you care?
Go away.
Oh, my God. She wants to see what you guys said about her. You IRC people.
Go walk the computer.
So, leave so I can do the last 10 minutes of my show.
Show me.
Okay, after you get out. I will show you it
lock,
out.
Lock your computer. Lock
okay,
your
bye.
Computer.
Leave. Thank you. Next number. God, why are you so annoying? Jeez. You'd almost be cool if you weren't so purposefully obnoxious. Huh?
I'm trying to annoy you.
Yeah, I know you were. Just stop it. Stop it. Bad. Bad, Tawny. Bad.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, you responded to the ad about the house being messed up. Kind of.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, actually. Me and my Aaron's on the phone right now. Aaron, are you there?
Yeah,
here.
Can I actually call you back in just a quick second? I'm on the phone with Verizon.
Actually, no. It seems like everything's getting worse, actually, and it's hard to talk on the phone and stuff, and there's just constant screaming. So, see, and we don't know where it's coming from. We have no idea. You said you had expertise, you could help. No, damn it. I was gonna try to use that to an advantage, but whatever.
Too bad.
I figured it's not gonna stop, so.
No,
I'm not unlocking my tablet for you.
I open it.
Get out.
Bad.
No. Cut off her testicles.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So I'm going to end the show early so I can go prep for being on Art of Phone Marking.
Four letters?
Dad, whore is five letters, not four. Letters. God, you're stupid. You're so dumb.
Straighten your friends out.
Okay.
New face.
Get away from me. That's why.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah, you noob
faces. Oh, good.
Hey, you noob faces, take that shit back right now.
Yeah, take that back. That's not nice.
That's
put
nice.
Your headset over your dad.
Who the fuck cares what's nice? Ow, stop! Ow!
He's a bitch. Ow. You're a bitch. You're a bitch. You're a bitch.
Fuck!
Good job. Good job. She needs some attention.
So, I was actually just beaten on air.
Yeah, I'd give you a worse beating.
Guys, I'm ending.